You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pōhō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
A recent report released by Auckland Transport shows a need for a new Waitemata harbour crossing by the mid-2030s. The report highlighted the need for alternative transport options that move away from traditional notions of needing more roads. Oscar, I swear to God, if you laugh at me again. One of these is the option of a rail link between the shore and mainland. I spoke with Matt Lowry from Transport Blog about the possibility of a rail crossing, first asking him how urgent the need for a new crossing is.
Well, it's not urgent right this yet, and it's we've got a number of years before we have serious issues. We've got plenty of other priorities we need to address first, and that's probably the key thing, is that we need to get those other things built. But it is looking like we'll need it probably sometime around the mid 2030s, based on the current numbers. So it's going to be 10-15 years away before it's the point where we really need it.
And what sort of options are there for the second crossing?
Another harbour crossing has been talked about for many decades, actually. It comes up from time to time. Previously, it has always been thought that it would be another road crossing, where we'd have a tunnel or a bridge from somewhere else on the North Shore to the city again, almost parallel to the current bridge. That's often formed from a view formed from people when you look at you. If you look at your windscreen, you think, and see all the congestion, you think, we needed another crossing to solve the problem. What they're now looking at is two options, really, or three. One is doing nothing. The other two are, what if we build a light rail only crossing? And the other one is, what if we build a light rail and a road crossing, so a combined crossing? What's really interesting is that now, starting to look at the numbers, we're seeing that if we build any form of road crossing across the harbour, it actually makes congestion worse.
How does that work?
What happens is that there's a couple of things. One is it encourages a lot more people to travel to drive across the harbour. And the thing is you can put another crossing across, but people who travel across the bridge know it's actually often not the bridge that's the problem, it's the approaches to the bridge that get really congested. And so what that means is you have a lot more vehicles crossing the harbour that then need to filter out into either the city centre on the southern side or into the local roads on the North Shore on the other side. So it means you actually have to not just build another crossing, but widen the motorway all the way up to Constellation, which is a lot of work. You have to then look at how you deal with all the local roads, which can't really be widened without taking out a lot of houses. So you need to build a lot more infrastructure than just the harbour crossing to accommodate that traffic, and all that does is encourage more people to drive and fit into a very narrow space. So what it actually does is it encourages more people to drive, making congestion actually worse. So the best thing we can do, and we've seen this from both in Auckland and overseas, is to provide options so that people don't have to do that, and give people more choice and have really realistic choices so they don't have to sit in traffic all the time.
Why do you feel rail is the best option for this?
The busway we've got now is working really well, and it's working so well that we're seeing growth happening ahead of what was projected. And so what the numbers are now suggesting is that if current numbers continue, by the mid-2030s, the Northern Busway will be at capacity. So we've already seen in some places where the busway is struggling, particularly around Constellation, and while that will be addressed with an extension of the busway to Albany, it's not the only solution. It's not perfect, and over time those issues will return, and we will have congestion on the busway from so many buses moving around. And so we need to find ways of providing higher capacity options so that more people can continue to use public transport.
Do you think people are, I suppose, ready for this kind of option? Will they, as time goes on, will people become more keen on the idea of taking public transport rather than their cars?
Well, what's really interesting is that for the last 20 to 30 years, the number of people crossing the harbour in the morning peak in a car has actually stayed about the same. So we're not seeing any increases in vehicle travel, at least during the peak time. What's happened over that time, though, is a lot more people are catching public transport. And now around 35% of people crossing the harbour every morning do so on a bus. And of those heading to the city, so of all the people crossing the bridge, of those heading to the city, that number's up to almost 60% of people are on a bus. So what we're seeing is that where we've given good quality bus options, people are really using them. A lot of people do, you know, do want to have a better option for how they get around. They don't want to be stuck in a car all the time. So when we see particularly on the Northern Motorway, a lot of congestion from cars, that doesn't mean that that's all people. A lot of people are moving without being stuck in that. And so giving people better options and more options will help encourage them to try to find a different option. It doesn't mean congestion will go away, but it does mean that they'll be moving a lot more people.
So light rail would be the preferred option?
Yeah, so the thinking at the moment is that you build a light rail crossing. There's a couple of reasons for that. Is it works in better with the existing busway, so you could upgrade the existing busway to that. Heavy rail like we have in other parts of Auckland is very expensive and it's much more difficult to build, and therefore you'd also need to require a lot more tunnels and a lot more other infrastructure to build it, so it's a lot more expensive. The light rail would then hook in with what's been planned for Dominion Road and the airport, so you could have a train which is, while it's called light rail, it's actually a very, very high capacity system in itself. And that was actually, performing very, very similar to what the rest of our rail network was doing, and that would provide, a connection potentially from Albany all the way through to the airport, which is, would be fantastic for people on the North Shore particularly.
Mm-hmm. And you said we sort of are looking to maybe the mid-2030s as when this will be needed. How likely do you think something will be in place by then?
Well, we've currently got a big program of work to catch up on a lot of backlog of projects. So we've got City Rail Link underway, we've got the Eastern Busway started construction, the Northern Busway is being extended. We also need to build some busways to the northwest, or light rail to the northwest, and a busway from the airport to Manukau, Puanui and Manukau and up to Botany. So we've got a lot of projects that we need to build all across the city, light rail also down the centre as well. So those need to be built, and they're currently a higher priority than another road crossing. But we've currently, those are on the plans that are currently under construction, and so I am confident that once those ones are built, or once some of those are built or underway, then we will get onto it.
Because it is a big project. Do you think sort of politics could get in the way of rail being an option? So depending on who the government is at the time, we could be looking at maybe cars?
This is the mistake that Auckland made back in the 1950s when we built the current Harbour Bridge of doing that option. I don't think we're going to see an option where there's no dedicated public transport connection. So we will see some form of dedicated public transport. My guess is it will be rail of some form. I think the debate now is not whether we include public transport, it's whether we include a road. And that's probably a key debate, and it's a big step change from what we've had before. The other factor that's going to play a big part in all of this is also just simply the cost. The current estimate is $5 to $8 billion for a road crossing.
Wow.
That's a huge project. That's more than twice what the City Rail Link is. And that's currently New Zealand's biggest project. It is on a scale that we haven't had in New Zealand before. And I can't see too many politicians being willing to sign off that amount of money that is going to drain our transport coffers for a long, long time. One of the advantages of having that public transport only option is it's actually a lot cheaper to build, because it doesn't need to be as large, it doesn't need to be as bulky or as... or have as many difficult connections on the city side. So it actually becomes cheaper to build. So that's going to play a big part in that too.
Can anyone explain why the modern day Wales are so...
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.